Cruz on Biden importing Afghan child brides, every official involved is a disgrace, must be held accountable. By Jacob Bliss on September 3, 2021. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, slammed President Joe Biden after credible and horrifying reports surfaced, claiming that the administration's botched Afghanistan withdrawal, forcing a deadly evacuation, was linked to transferring child brides into the United States. These reports are credible and horrifying. President Biden had no plan for a secure, orderly, and responsible withdrawal from Afghanistan, said Cruz, who is a member of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee, about the reports. Cruz said that Biden-Harris officials instead imposed arbitrary deadlines for political purposes. In doing so, the administration rushed the evacuation to expedite moving tens of thousands of Afghans into the United States without thoroughly vetting them for security, health, and humanitarian concerns. When the evacuations started, the senator said he called for the refugees to remain in safe third countries while they were vetted, but Biden rushed to bring them to the United States, Cruz added. It was already clear his reckless decision threatened the security and health of Americans, from concerns over terrorism to evacuees testing positive for COVID-19, Chinese coronavirus. Today, we learned that President Biden has also imported an acute human rights crisis into the United States. Cruz mentioned reports that have claimed the Biden-Harris administration has brought in multiple cases of child brides and polygamous families from Afghanistan arriving at military bases here in America as part of their botched evacuation. Looking further at the reports, Cruz said they have suggested that some of the exploitation was a direct result of the Biden administration's chaotic evacuation process. The rushed evacuation process enabled and incentivized coercion and abuse to the point where Biden administration officials may well be complicit in child trafficking. Every Biden-Harris official linked to this disgrace should and must be held accountable, Cruz finished. Breitbart News reported the Biden administration is temporarily resettling the Afghans arriving in the U.S. and military bases in Texas, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Virginia, New Mexico, and Indiana that are being transformed into refugee camps so roughly 50,000 Afghans can be accommodated. The report added, most of all Afghans headed to military bases for temporary resettlement are arriving on humanitarian parole, which does not expire for at least 2 years. These Afghans are not eligible for special immigrant visas, CIVs, P2 visas, or refugee status. There have also been reports from Bloomberg showing some of the Afghans who still may be brought into the U.S. into these refugee camps are being flagged with ongoing security concerns. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.